The letter H. Hall of Justice. The Hall of Justice is one of the triumvirate of magnificent buildings, the Hall of Justice, the Hall of Records, and the Hall of Wisdom, that create what could be called the formal entrance to the other side, one of the first welcome, familiar sights we see when we return home. Its architecture is Greco-Roman. Towering pillars stand guard in front of its massive doors. Its dome is white marble. At its entrance stands a magnificent treasured statue of Asna, the mother god. The Hall of Justice is filled with countless rooms in which we spend vast amounts of time once we've made the decision to return to Earth, planning every detail of our upcoming incarnation with the help of our spirit guide and an orientation team of our choosing. It's in these rooms, filled with white marble tables and benches resembling pristine classrooms, their walls lined with maps, charts, and countless other visual tools, that we write our chart. In the heart of the Hall of Justice lies a massive sacred arena. In its center is a gleaming U-shaped table of the whitest white stone, at which the revered 18-member council sits, a legion of gold-winged principalities standing sentinel behind them. If you've already heard the definition of the council, you'll appreciate the awe the very air in that arena inspires. Possibly the most memorable, the most cherished, and the most yearned-for feature of the Hall of Justice is its endless expanse of gardens. For as far as the eye can see, in any direction from the Hall of Justice itself, lies an impeccable, intricately designed wealth of brilliantly colored flowers, sparkling waterfalls and fountains, lush forests of ferns, towering trees of every variety, and canopies of Spanish moss, stone pathways, footbridges, meditation benches, unexpected carpets of soft green grass surrounded by crystal streams and hidden by walls of bougainvillea in shades of red, purple, and pink we can only approximate here. It's our memories of the gardens of the Hall of Justice that give us that deeply resonant sense of comfort when we find ourselves in the presence of natural beauty on Earth. Something as simple as a small bush of wild roses or as overwhelming as a national park can create the same pang in our hearts at the most unexpected moments. We don't always understand where that pang comes from or what to call it. It's easier than you think. It's called homesickness. You'll also notice that you often have dreams that are set in a garden location, particularly when your dream involves a reunion with a deceased loved one. The lovely truth is, 99.9% of those aren't dreams. The gardens of the Hall of Justice are one of our spirit's favorite astral travel destinations while we sleep, and one of the most popular meeting places for us and those we miss on the other side.